Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Given that this is one of the few parables that Jesus actually explains, you wouldn't think there'd be that much to talk about. I mean, usually Jesus says the parable and then you're supposed to sort of figure it out. And usually the disciples are going, huh? What's he talking about? But in this particular case, Jesus says the parable, shares it, goes about and does some other stuff and talks about some other things, and then goes back and tells us what the parable is about. And Jesus says, here at in the 18th verse, he says, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart." This is what was sown on the path. And this becomes a theme throughout this part of Matthew, that we hear and yet we do not understand. We receive, but we don't apprehend. We confess, but we don't live what we confess. Interestingly, the word that is used for understand means literally to put together. To put together. So Jesus is saying to us that we're not making the connection. We're not putting together what God says with how we live. And so he encourages us in this parable to put it together. Now, the imagery of the parable is probably lost on most urban ears. We just don't farm that way anymore. Back in the day, they would maybe till the land. They would dig up the soil a little bit, and then they had a bag, and they would reach down into the bag full of seed, and they would broadcast or cast the seed out onto the ground. It was phenomenally wasteful. Only a small percentage of the seed actually ever sprouted, actually germinated. For the most of it, the birds ate and the squirrels feasted and the field mice poked their heads out of the earth and they proclaimed a good Lutheran potluck with the farmer providing the main dish. So much went to waste. Well, nowadays, we use very precise machines. And you load up the drill. It's called a drill. You load up the drill. First, you till out the land with a giant machine that's GPS guided. You know, literally the farmer can be having lunch and the tractor will drive itself around the field, right? And then you put the seed in the drill and these little machines actually inject the seed down into the ground to the precise level, right to the depth it needs to be, and covers it back up again. The squirrels and birds do not have a chance. And every once in a while, they'll go out and check and make sure there's no extra seed being spilled out of the side of the silo. It's amazing. These days, we farm with precision. Well, as I think about some of the books I read about how church should be, we keep trying to move. We're in the same direction that modern farming has moved from the traditional casting, wastefulness of casting seed out into everywhere. We've tried to move again, like the farms, to precision and efficiency. So I read these books about how to grow the word, how to grow the church. And what we seem to need, according to these books, is a better machine. Less wasted motion. More efficiency. But I'm not sure that's what Jesus is calling us to in this parable. He says that the seed gets cast and some of it falls on rocky soil and the birds get fed. And some of it lands on soil with insufficient moisture, and it grows immediately up, but then withers away in the sun. And some of the seed falls in other places that are not wholesome for itself. It sounds wasteful, but some of the seed falls on good ground, where it grows strong roots and shoots and leaves and bears a hundredfold from what was planted. And God's word becomes part of the life of that good soil. Now, what's really cool is if you're really urban like most of us are, you don't get that if you don't have seed that grows into plants and then makes more what? You don't get plants the next year. You know, back in the old days, the farmers would plant enough to have some to set back for seed. Now where do they get their seed? Where's the research done? Maui. And here. I moved here from Kansas, by the way, right? Where they know about seed, right? I can't tell you how many test plots I have been in. They all plant all these different seeds, and then there's a party. We all get up really early in the morning and have coffee and watch the test plot get harvested, right? That's what we do in Hawaii. They do the research here. So when I came here and I saw that some of the same companies, what's the big one that's here now? Is it, what's that? Pioneer Seeds. Yeah. I was like, Pioneer Seeds in Hawaii? Really? You gotta be kidding me. Yeah, and DeKalb. Nowadays, we're so scientific. And you see, I think in the old days, they would set it back and they would grow. Now we just go to the store. But what's cool about what Jesus' parable is saying is that unless the seed is planted and grows, there's no more seed. And the word dies. I love that traditional sense of farming for its generosity. It may be inefficient, but it's generous. Look at Jesus who comes down to the water's edge, and there are so many people there that he has to go out in a boat to share the gospel. And there he is in the boat. Did he have the ushers go through and say, "Now, you are going to understand this, aren't you? You are going to be fed by this. You are going to give an offering, aren't you?" Did they? You are, aren't you? You know, Jesus didn't pre-screen the crowd before he spread out the generosity of God's word and God's grace. He just cast it out there. And on that day, some of the seed fell on rocky ground, some of the seed fell on good soil, some of the seed dried up and withered. Some people listened to what he had to say and said, "Forget about it. I don't want anything to do with this." Other people heard the word that Jesus shared and they said, "That is so cool. I'm very excited about that." And they got all fired up and they grew in God's word and they were very excited. And then they said, "Oh, look, there's a butterfly." It's the OCD ground. And others heard it and were transformed. They found in Jesus' word and his presence that new life of peace that Jesus talked about. They found forgiveness and love. They found acceptance and peace. They experienced a new direction. Jesus didn't mind wasting the seed. And neither should we. As we look forward in mission together, I just can't see the value of a church that carefully plans out everything and ensures success. How do you do that? It's good to have a good plan, and it's great to do strategy, and the business people are going, oh my gosh, this guy's in charge. But how many times have I sat in committees and they said, well, now, how are you going to ensure that this is going to work? How many new members is this going to bring in? If we invest this money, what will that look like? And those are all really great questions. But we don't know what soil we're casting God's word on. Just as the farmer, the sower in the parable couldn't guarantee that every seed would sprout and every seed would produce, nor can we in our mission guarantee that everything's going to work. What God calls us to is to cast seed, to be generous with it, to dig deep into the store of God's grace, which has been poured on us, pull out a handful of it, and let it go. And then not be too worried that not all of it sprouts. Because once we've cast it out there, who's responsible for it? Any ideas? Go ahead, tell me. Who's responsible for the seed? Once you cast a word out into the crowd, thank you. It's God's problem and our joy. So you see, God makes of us sowers of the word. The word is not for us to machine or to shape. The word is not for us to manipulate or strategize. The word is not for us to try to control or mold into our own being. It is for us to cast out. And then with prayer and love and tender care, rejoice in its growing. You are the sowers God has brought to bear in this place. Sowers of God's love, sowers of God's word, sowers of God's grace. And may you be generous, even wasteful. For there is enough in the bag. You will never run out. So go sow. What could it hurt? Amen.